on face value, you could say Hillary Clinton is, you know, better positioned to win this year's election. She has a lot to offer in terms of, you know, experience, in terms of the institutional backing that she has, in terms of the Democratic Party itself, in terms of other prominent figures in the party itself, and also, of course, in terms of the policies that she's actually putting on the table and how they are most likely going to be received by a lot of people in America. And of course, the fact that you have a lot of discontent, a lot of discord rather, in the Republican Party. So when you look at it from that perspective, you would most likely predict that Hillary is going to win. However, I wouldn't quickly rule out the fact that Donald Trump has a chance. You know, we have witnessed from the primary elections, here's someone who literally did not have any political institution to rely on for his primary run, but he still made it. And, you know, you still cannot rule out the fact that he can still pull out a surprise this November. And if he does play his cards well and avoid a lot of gaffes that he has made so far, he's continuously making, I think he can still have a chance of winning the election.
Can you see any resemblance with what is happening in Zimbabwe in terms of the campaigning preparations towards the elections for 2018?
I mean, of course, most of the elections in Zimbabwe, yes, there are issues, but they're not, you know, clearly and entirely based on issues. There's a lot of, you know, manipulation of the electoral system that goes on with the elections in Zimbabwe, or at least over the past 10 to 15 years, we have seen that happening most of the times. Of course, you see that also, you know, unfolding with the American, you know, DNC and other things. But in terms of the real issues, there is a general sense of mistrust that people have in the political institution. Here in the U.S., you see that, you know, people generally feel that the politicians and the political institutions are not quite addressing the issues, the bread and butter issues that affect, you know, people on a daily basis. Again, the Zimbabwean scenario is a very, very difficult scenario. Right now, I would say that it's I think a lot happening, and we will most likely see a lot of things before 2018. And I don't know if I can say I'm hopeful that there's going to be positive outcome out of what is happening right now, except that I see ZANU-PF, you know, getting into serious trouble with the internal internal discord that is happening in ZANU-PF. How do you deal with ZANU-PF, which, of course, seems to be very much united, but you know, they win election, however you want to call it, either by rigging or whatever. But at the end of the day, they don't seem to be caring about the interest of the people. But they keep on winning, you know, the election based on maybe the control that they have on most of the institutions that, you know, have something to do with the elections, be it the electoral commission, be it also the military, you know, and what have you. So people have struggled to deal with that question. But now I think